Today we're going to talk about good nutrition. Now, everybody knows that good nutrition is essential for good health. Indeed, a healthy diet can help a person to maintain a good body weight, promote mental well-being, and even reduce the risk of disease. So, first of all today, we are going to look at the answer to the question, what does healthy nutrition consist of?
Well, first of all, a healthy diet must include food from four major groups. These four groups are carbohydrate, fruit, vegetables, and protein. The first of the four groups, carbohydrate, includes food like potatoes, bread, and cereals, and is essential for providing a person with energy.
Although carbohydrates seem to have gotten bad press lately, in fact, they are an essential part of healthy nutrition because, well, importantly, they provide the building blocks for supplying energy to the body. The second and third food groups are fruit and vegetables, although some people would just include these as one group. This may be easy to understand at first blush, but it's worth pointing out that good nutrition depends on eating a variety of fruit and vegetables. While the old adage, "a apple a day keeps the doctor away," may appear to be sound advice, eating the same fruit or vegetables daily, it's not really the best advice in reality. The amount of fruit and vegetables, now, that's also important to bear in mind. Most medical practitioners in the United States now recommend a minimum consumption of 5 portions of fruit or vegetables every day.
Protein includes food such as meat and fish, as well as dairy products like milk and cheese. However, lean protein is better than fatty protein, so be sure to limit the amount of red meat, rich cheeses, and cream that you eat. In addition to limiting your fat intake, you should also be careful about the amount of sugar that you eat.
Next, let's move on and look at the health risks posed by processed or convenience food. Of course, fresh food is far better than processed food. Packaged food often contains chemicals such as additives to enhance the color of the food, or preservatives that give the food a longer life.
These chemicals are not good for the health for two reasons. First of all, they are not natural and may perhaps be linked to disease in the long term. In addition, they may block the body's ability to absorb energy and nutrients from food, with nutrients being the essential vitamins and minerals that are required for healthy bodily function.
Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. Question 1. What is the main idea of the report? Question 2. What is stated about fruit and vegetables? Question 3. What is mentioned about protein consumption? Question 4. How does the speaker support the comment about food additives? Question 5. Which one of the following statements is correct according to the report?